Well, I am surprised if they say that the non-rescue of these girls is as a result of the lack of action on the part of government. From day one, when this incident occurred, the federal government had not left anybody in doubt that every step was going to be taken to rescue these girls. And so I'm not surprised that emotions are still high. Some level of frustration is also setting in, because the expectation is that there is going to be a quick win solution to the problem of the abduction of these girls. And the complexity of the situation actually has made it a little difficult for the security agencies to rescue these girls. So to the extent that the quick expectations of the people of the quick rescue of these girls have not been
you say
achieved,
quick expectations, sir. You say quick expectations. Yeah, it's now been 50 days. And I think what many people find particularly frustrating is that the Nigerian authorities have admitted, you say you know where these girls are. People are saying, come on, if you've now called on the expertise of foreign troops, be it the Chinese, the Americans, the French, why is it that you still can't go in to rescue these girls?
Yeah, but you want to understand that from day one, Mr. President has made it crystal clear that every effort was going to be made to rescue these girls, but certainly not in a situation that will endanger the lives of these pupils. Don't forget that while the federal government, in respect to international best practices, engages these insurgents according to the rules of the game of engagement, these are lawless individuals who don't have any rules, and the only thing that they have as their rule is to cause maximum violence and damage.
One thing they have asked, though, they have now said, okay, let's go into a deal with you. You say they're not operating by the proper rules of engagement, but they have now put on the table the fact that let's do an exchange. In exchange for our prisoners, for some of our members you have in prison, we will release the girls. And many Nigerians are saying, look, it's a small price to pay. Why not do it so that these girls can be released back to their families?
I tell you that it is he who wears the shoes that knows where it pinches.
Yes, it's the families that are feeling the pinch.
Yeah, it's very easy. You can say the family, but the government has an abiding responsibility of ensuring security and the welfare of the people. And so the government is as concerned as any member of the family that is concerned in this case. Nigeria is the father of all its children. Let me say this, that yes, you can say that members of the Boko Haram set would have started a process of negotiation. But these are human beings over which Nigeria has expended so much resources, including paying the maximum price of losing so many of its soldiers in the process and other Nigerians
in
the process.
And there are people who fear, with all due respect, Minister, there are people who now fear that because you're not able to contain Boko Haram, that many more lives are going to be lost, and not just these girls' future is hanging in abeyance.
Yeah, but don't forget that these are the same Boko Haram sect over which the federal government has set up a committee that has interacted with them to engage them in dialogue along with the democratic tenets who have abdicated in the process. The federal government has also repeatedly said, lay down your arms and leave Nigerians out of violence. Yet these people continue to perpetrate the highest level of mayhem. And so today they come up with release our men so that we can release these girls. These are hoodlums. These are people who have taken to violence.
Minister,
so how do you now, as a responsible government, trust them to release the girls after you have apparently acceded to any request for them to release their men?
If I can leave you with this comment, sir, because it's not just Nigerians. It's not just Nigerians who are perplexed by your action. Let me read you this quick comment by a South Sudanese who's sent this text to the programme. Peter Gosha Yang is his name. He says, how sure is Nigeria's government about the safety of these schoolgirls? Adding, I'm very disappointed with the snail pace the government has taken towards these abducted girls.
Well, let me say that there is nothing to the contrary as to the safety of these girls. What is on ground now is the fact that these girls have been abducted, and every effort is being made to rescue them. And so every country has an attitude towards situations that they find themselves. At the moment, Nigeria, as a sovereign nation, determined to protect the lives and properties of its citizens, is engaging in an act to end this terrorism. And so it doesn't really sound reasonable to say that there is a snail pace in the process of rescuing these girls. Don't forget that any hasty decision to use maximum force will not only attract international condemnation, but will also endanger the lives of these kids.
Minister,
and so every effort is being made. While we are taking steps to rescue these girls, we are also mindful of the safety of these girls too.